Hi, this is Nutrition for Tasha Graham, TASHAGRAHAM. Tasha Graham. Date of birth is 5/11/1980, date of accident 5/9/2023, and date of service 5/10/2023. Tasha Brown is a patient who is self-referred to advanced pain care, and she is presenting with the chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, left hip, both knees, and right shoulder, with difficulty in walking, sitting, and standing. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the as a result of automobile accident. In addition, patient has severe headaches. History of automobile accident: on 9:20 a.m. on May 9th, 2023, Tasha Graham was traveling as a driver of a Malibu Chevy car alone. She was restrained. She was traveling at around 20 miles an hour in Detroit near Chalmer, C-H-A-L-M-E-R, and Camden, C-A-M-D-E-N. She was traveling on Camden westbound. She was hit on the front right head-on collision by another driver who didn't stop on the intersection at the light, at the red light, while her side of the light was green. The other car hit it on the head-on collision on the right side. This caused the damage for the car on the front right. Headlight was gone, fender was broken, hood was bent, although the damage was $2,500 and it was not total. And there was no glass break, there was no headrest or seat belt, console, or steering column damage. Nothing was damaged inside. The other car was supposedly traveling at 50 miles an hour when it hit her car. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. There was no deployment of airbags at all. The police arrived at the scene, and there was no ambulance which came. The patient reports that after the accident, patient hit her head into the window, and there was a whiplash injury to the neck. The patient reported that seatbelt caused injury to her lower abdomen and pelvic area. There is a discomfort, but there is no bleeding in the urine or bowels or any other issues. History of presenting illness: patient reports of ongoing severe headache, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're off and on. They are 1 or 2 times per day, and they are present at the front of the head as well as right and the left temple. They are moderate to severe and off and on, but there is no sensitivity to the light, noise, no associated factors of nausea, vomiting, seizures, or are reported. In the history of TBI, patient does not report any major symptom of TBI except that she is scared of the event, fearful, and anxiety, and denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or memory loss, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. There's no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, blurred vision are reported. The patient does have a moderate difficulty walking along with weakness. She has numbness of the left lower extremity, especially the buttock area, and there is sleep disturbance, but denies any sedal anesthesia. In the area of the pain, patient has an ongoing pain in the neck around 7 without radiation to the arms, all the fingers. Middle back pain is 8, lower back pain is 10. The patient reports that off and on there is a radiation of pain to the left buttock only. It doesn't go down below the buttock line, and it is felt like severe pain only, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the buttock as well. She also reports of pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 9, and difficulty lifting the right shoulder beyond 90 degrees. The pain in the right knee is around 8, pain in the left knee is 6, and she has moderate difficulty in walking. Some pain in the right hip is also reported, and the patient has reported that her leg gives out, especially because of the right knee and right hip being so painful. Her sitting is also painful, standing is painful, cannot work, ADLs are affected and sleep is affected to the tune of 3. Regarding the pain, patient report that these pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp and aching, and they are 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. In the modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and released by lying down. In the patient report, there are no X-rays, MRI, CT scans have been done, as she never went to the emergency room on the day of accident. In addition, patient has slight muscle weakness of the lower extremities, but there is no obvious numbness, tingling, pains in needle, no radiculopathy, and no bladder or bowel incontinence. She reports that regarding the treatment, she has only went to a urgent care, Michigan urgent care, where in Grosse Pointe, where a toradol injection was given, but no X-rays were done. Regarding the ADLs that are being affected, patient report that she has involvement of the following ADLs: the running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets are affected 10 out of 1 to 10. The personal hygiene and the bathing is affected 8. Dressing standing are affected 7. Toileting and walking are affected 6, a scale of 1 to 10. The severe pain in the right sacroiliac area and lower back. There are scars for previous surgery, 2-inch scar on the right sacroiliac joint, and 3-inch scar, 2 parallel scar at the area of L4-5, L5-S1 area. System review is from the chart, completely normal, none is present. Past surgical history, right sacroiliac joint surgery on August 22nd by Dr. Munk, M-U-N-K, from a previous accident of 2021. Lumbar spine surgery for the lower back on May 2021 by Dr. Schell, S-C-H-E-I-L. Allergies, none. Family history. The mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is deceased due to congestive heart failure. 1 brother, 3 sisters. 1 of the sisters have asthma. Relationship status, patient lives with the husband and is married. She has 3 children. Employment, she works in a produce department or a grocery store. She does the filing, input of the inventory. She lifts up to 20 pounds of files, and she has to stand 4 to 5 hours and walk all day long, up and down. Disability, she never filed for a disability. Currently, she is not working. Legal history, patient has Neil Davis, N-E-I-L-D-A-V-I-S, as the attorney. And patient does occasionally drink, personal history, and does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 157 over 107, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100%, and the height is 5'7", weight is 190. 43-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably, fairly obese and well-built, and hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are identified. Patient does not appear to be severely lethargic. Slight anxiety is present due to the accident and pain. The patient does have a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk with some pain. The gait is antalgic, obviously, due to the pain in the knees. The rest of the exam is from the template. Except for the skin, please mention there is a scar in the right sacroiliac joint area, which is 2-inch long for the previous surgery. And also there is a lumbar spine surgery. 2 scars are present, 3-inch long, both sides of the spine at the area of L4, L5, L5S1. Now the neurological examination is normal from the template. Musculature examination is also normal from the template. Well, there is some spasm of the trapezius muscle with some trigger points are noticed, and also in the quadratus lumborum, paraspinal muscle has a spasm in the L1 to L5. The musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is only present in the area of L3, 4, 5 and S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joints. And paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally with mild tenderness and hypertonicity of 2+. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension is painful after 15 degrees. In the maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain, and the cervical spines, Hoffman sign was found negative, but Sperling sign positive, Larmin test positive, destruction test positive. Soto Hall test was negative, myelopathy signs are absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test were negative. In lumbar spine, Rudzinski Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Berger test is negative, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign negative. In the sacroiliac joint, right side sacroiliac joint is slightly more tender than the left. And there is a scar present in the right sacroiliac area for the previous surgery. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test are negative, destruction test negative. Faber test is positive on the right side. And Gonsalon test is positive on the right side. Rendelberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the right shoulder and both knees and right hip, rest of the extremities are normal. Please use the template to type the normal affair. And the examination of the right shoulder joint is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal with no contusion, fracture, dislocation. And on palpation, there are slight tenderness in the rotator cuff region, but no obvious fractures are noticed. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees abduction. On active motion, passive motion is possible to full range. Muscle strength is 4/5 in the area. Special tests for rotator cuff damage are conducted. Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive on the right shoulder. And anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Speed test and near test were positive. The examination of the rest of the upper extremity on the right side and also on the left is negative. Carpal testing is negative. The right hip joint is slightly tender. Possibly there is a trochanter bursitis, but no fractures are identified or possible. There is no local swelling or contusion, contracture, and alignment is normal. No shortness of the leg is noticed. Motor strength is normal. No valgus varus abnormality is noticed. The Patrick sign, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are all negative. Trendelberg test is negative. The examination of the right knee joint and also the left show on inspection no scars, erythema or effusion. Mild tenderness, peripatellar and deep intra-articular is noticed, but there is no major swelling or any crepitus grinding or popping noise. Range of motion of the knee joint is completely normal at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are found intact. The motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer are positive. McMurray sign, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Our diagnosis. In general, the 110 V89.2XX3 E66.9, R26.89, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, the Hello. The upper extremity right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the right leg M79.601, pain in the right hip M25.551, pain in the right knee M25.561, pain in the left knee M25.561, possible meniscus tear M23.205 bilaterally, and lateral meniscus tear M23.202. Cervical spine M54.250.200.54.12S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09.54.6. Lumbar spine M54.551.27.54.16S33.5XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, there is a M46.1, M43.28, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template and treatment plan is as follows. Please follow the template that we have. Physical therapy is ordered to neck, mid back, and lower back, and also to the right shoulder, both knees, and the right hip, as well as to the both sacroiliac joints. Traction is advised if needed. Massage. Physical disability wise, he remains disabled for the work. She remains disabled for the work and housework and transportation. This, we discussed the case management. Patient was not interested. She is provided with a compounding cream containing ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocaine for local use. Naltrexone 90 tablet 1 or 2 every 6 hours for pain relief were ordered. Patient is provided with the following medications, which are Mobic 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for the stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 12 hour PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief, Elevil 50 mg PRN, 50 tablets for sleep, GAD disorder, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for relief of the anxiety, and Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for PRN for pain relief, radiculopathy, headaches. Peer research are provided, 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN for headache relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, following procedures can be recommended. Trigger points can be ordered for this patient if she wants to choose. And the rest of the interventional pain procedures are on hold. And surgical options, none are warranted. Neuropsych evaluation will be ordered based on patient's persistent symptoms on the next visit. Attended care caseworker has been discussed with the patient. Patient is currently able to manage her life, so we'll continue. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations, MRI, cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the right shoulder has been ordered. DMEs. The patient is being provided with a neck brace, back brace, tense unit, as well as a cervical traction device. She is also provided with a right knee brace. And the patient education is yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.